Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Torrential rain and beautiful hot sunshine.
Hey Jim, Patrick the intern in the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my April new music picks. My first pick is by New Zealand band Voom, with their tribute to the Chills frontman Martin Phillips called Martin Phillips. Buzz Moller, who's the songwriter and kind of main guy in Voom, is one of my favorite New Zealand songwriters of all time. What I really like about the songwriting is the songs are kind of simple, but they've got dynamite melodies, and the lyrics are, for the most part, kind of odd, you know? As the title suggests, this is an ode to Martin Phillips of the Chills, and is Martin Phillips endorsed as well. And it was even in consideration to be included on the 2019 documentary, The Chills, The Triumph and Tragedy of Martin Phillips. I actually have a couple of stories about Buzz Moller. I saw him do a solo set in 2007 supporting the Hanson family at the Dogs Bollocks in Auckland. And he did a phenomenal set of all original songs that he's never released. You just kind of wonder how many great songs this guy has. My other interaction with Buzz Moller was when my band played the King's Arms in Auckland in probably 2002, and Buzz Moller was in the audience, which kind of blew our minds. So we gave him a CD and had a chat, and he was the nicest dude. He's just a really unsung personality in the New Zealand music scene. He should just be a much more well-known figure in New Zealand music, and I think people who know how good he is, but most of the population don't. But he's one of the best. This is in my opinion, anyway.
Martin Phillips, wandering through the trees. What did you see? What did you see? Martin Phillips went on a journey overseas to England. He met the Beatles. Well, not actually the Beatles, but one of the guys who knew the Beatles. Well, actually not the real guy, just some piece of machinery that he used back in 65. Martin moved on to L.A., where the Beach Boys used to rule. Martin, there was a river they used, and it sounded so cool. Martin Phillips.
My second pick is Losing by Swedish synth pop band Kite. This song only really came onto my radar because Anna von Hauswolf does some vocals at the kind of mid to end part of the song. And I have to admit, I didn't like the vocals of Niklas Stenmo, the singer of Kite. It just didn't gel with me at all. Anna's section was just phenomenal at the back, so I kept listening to it, but the more I listened to it, the first half of the song really grew on me. The song starts off really simple with just piano, and it builds and builds to like a massive crescendo. There's a real authenticity, I guess, in some ways with this track, and it feels really legitimate to me. You may not like it at first, but yeah, maybe give it a few goes and see how you feel. Also, I'd just like to call out Watching the Sun Go Out by Total Strangers, which I'm sure will get a lot of mentions in April New Music. It's an album I need to spend more time with, but I've really enjoyed what I've heard so far, and the highlight for me on that album is Right Next to You. I'm sure everyone's heard it, but that's the one that's really standing up for me at the moment. Anyway, check it out for yourself. And that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in a very changeable Montrose, where we've had torrential rain and beautiful hot sunshine this month. And what a month April has been. It started off with my favourite Scottish band, Broken Charter, releasing their latest album, Chorus of Doubt. They did a wonderful in-store performance at my local record store, Mo Fidelity Records in Montrose, and the band signed all the albums that I brought in from them, from not only this one but the previous ones. And that was followed up by seeing them doing the full set in Glasgow at a little tiny venue I've never been to before called The Garage, which was fantastic, really rocking. There were a couple of hundred people there, and they were supported by another of my favourite Scottish artists, the singer-songwriter Ravelo, who I was able to pick up her album at the gig afterwards, and she was nothing but graciousness and kindness herself, so that was pretty good. We've had Record Store Day this month as well. And the first pick I'd like is from the Swedish rockers, the Blues Pills, who are back on form following Erin Larsson's pregnancy. And they're back with some new music, sounding as good as ever. And at Record Store Day, I picked up the single Don't You Love It / Birthday in an amazing 12-inch shocking pink, and with a shocking price tag as well. But it was worth it. If you can play the track Birthday from that, that would really be great, please.
I'm gonna ruin someone's birthday. There's people talking in a new way. In the streets, fools are screeching on the ground. I don't care what you say. I do it. I'm gonna pour it up and light it on fire, and I won't deny myself.
Also this month, we've had a new single from perennial favourite Chapel Rowan called Good Luck Babe. It's Chapel, it's brilliant. I don't need to bore the listeners, everyone knows how I feel about her. We've had a new song from Prince as well, Magnificent. It sounds like it's the first track from a new LP. Sounds very promising, and I look forward to seeing what else is going to come out from his posthumous catalogue as well. Orville Peck's teamed up with Willie Nelson for the song Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, which is a great song, and Orville's voice is brilliant, and combining with the legend that is Willie Nelson as well. For my second song, American, I don't know if I should call him rocker, but legend and septuagenarian, C6 Steve's come out with a new EP called Internet Cowboys. He's absolutely brilliant. I had the good fortune of seeing him about 6 or 7 years ago in Sheffield, and he's just an amazing person, and he's still putting out really fantastic music. If you can play the title track from that called Internet Cowboys, please.
Hypnotized, got us mesmerized, but it's just a parlor trick. They're gonna empty your pockets and I just wanna do it quick. Back in the day, snake old man, maybe a little sleight of hand. I tell you, children, nothing's changed, it's still the same old plan. Give them what you got so they can have more than got them all born. They're the internet cowboys riding hard, riding to your home. Gonna rob you blind, but pay you no mind, cause you're just a sitting duck. Spend all day on the internet, so I say, what the hey? I guess you don't want no advice, you probably just think I'm mean. Cause I just say, get alive and get off them screens.
And then finally, to round things off, no gigs for ages, and then seeing three artists really quickly. I'm off to see the Cadillac 3, another American band that I really enjoy, with a mixture of modern country and classic sounds. They're playing in Glasgow this week, so by the time this comes out, I'll have seen them and probably be raving about it at the end of the month. And for a play-out sign, if you could be so good, I went to see Scottish traditional folk artist, but with a modern twist, Tidelines. They played a stripped-down set in Dundee at one of the venues there, and they've got a new song out which snuck in just about at the start of April called Homeward Bound, so if you could play that, please. Anyway, look forward as ever to listening to what everyone else has got to say. So long, farewell, and goodbye.
Every time I close my eyes, I'm walking west along that river shore, searching for the innocence I knew back when I was here before. And I still smell the blossom on the breeze where all the hawthorn trees had grown, holding tight to handlebars as it got dark and we were racing home. Homeward bound and not far left to go. That far away horizon never taught me anything I didn't know. Homeward bound and not far left to go. Homeward bound and not far left to go. Long days in the summertime, just spending every hour as we choose. Foreign wars and credit scores were nothing but distractions on the news. didn't know a thing about what lay beyond the mountains far away. Shortcuts through the fields and over fences in the last light of the day.
Kind of odd, you know, 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 kind of odd, you know.